Hello and welcome to this Advertising Age special audio program. At last week's Corbis Creativity 2.0 panel in Manhattan, Advertising Age columnist Bob Garfield sat down for a private one-on-one with Corbis and Microsoft chief Bill Gates. The two discussed the likely impact of IPTV on advertising and on the distribution of TV content by the major network's local affiliate stations. And Garfield also asked Mr. Gates about the Apple ads in which he's portrayed by actor John Hodgman. As you'll hear, Mr. Gates was not amused. Here are excerpts from that interview.
Bill, welcome.
Thank you.
Let me start with something simple. What happens next?
Well, everything's going digital. TV was a broadcast medium. Now it too is coming to the internet. Within the next decade, virtually all the shows you watch will be delivered that way. That gives us a lot more ability to know who's watching, to customize what's shown, to target the ads, to make both the shows and the ads interactive.
Tell me about your work with AT&T to develop IPTV, Internet Protocol TV. What effect will that have on our consumer habits, and what effect will it have on the broadcast industry?
Well, what we call IPTV is enabled by the fact that the internet has enough bandwidth to carry even high-definition video signals. So instead of getting just a broadcast signal that goes the same thing to every household, there's data over the internet that's targeted specifically at that TV set. And so if you're watching a news segment, the areas of great interest to you are made longer, and the ones of less interest to you are made shorter. The sports you want are more in-depth, the weather you care about. Likewise, the ads are based on what would be interesting to you. So not everybody watching the news show has seen the same ads. So with the idea of targeting and interactivity create a much better opportunity for the advertiser. It's far more valuable inventory than just buying everybody watching a show.
And what happens to local broadcast stations in this environment?
Well, it's great for them because they have ad buyers like, you know, take the plumbing shop that serves only a small part of the TV footprint. They can actually buy the viewers that are in their territory and have this ad that only their potential customers are seeing.
But they've been cut out of the distribution loop for the network programming. You know, how do they get the revenue to keep the lights on to show you the local news?
Well, I'm saying that as somebody's watching the local news, they add slots there and are incredibly valuable because any merchant within that region can buy the subset that's of interest to them. And so they have people bidding for their advertising who just weren't in the market at all in the past because now it is cost effective to take various pieces of it and do targeted advertising.
So local broadcasters are only in the local programming business and have nothing to do with delivering your primetime network shows?
No. When that local show runs, the person who sees that viewer in terms of their demographic and their location is most valuable will be the one who ends up buying the ad. And so the local TV show ads will be more valuable. It doesn't shift the notion of video aggregation. That's a different question completely of how video is packaged up. Is there a notion of a channel and what the subscription fees look like?
We have limited time, so I don't want to go into too much detail trying to figure out why I'm confused here, but I'll just take one more stab at it. Local stations actually broadcast the signal of programming that networks produce. And in exchange for doing that, they get a cut of the revenue. So when I'm watching Lost on my local ABC station or the cable transmission thereof, my local station's getting a cut of the revenue because, after all, they've delivered it to me. But on the Internet Protocol television, is it not going directly from the content producer, let's say the network, directly to my PC or the large screen, just cutting the local broadcaster out of the loop entirely?
No, the way affiliate contracts work is that any method of delivery of that content into the affiliate's region involves that affiliate getting advertising that they get to fill in and some portion of the advertising revenue that is delivered there. Now, these affiliate contracts are always subject to negotiation, but it doesn't matter that it's the internet bringing it in. What matters is that the value of those ad minutes has been increased because somebody who really wants to buy young women is paying more per viewer, and the people who want to buy the young man, they're paying more per viewer. And so as it all adds up, it's a more valuable ad minute, and the affiliate will get whatever their share is of that.
I want to ask you one more thing. Those Mac ads, how do you feel about the John Hodgman character?
Yeah, I can't comment on someone else's ad.
Okay, but he's you.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on someone else's ad.
Okay. Well, Bill Gates, thank you so much for joining us. Can I just have a clean goodbye? Can you just say goodbye, thank you, or goodbye or something like that?
Goodbye.